RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
You know, on so many of our shows, we've talked about antibiotics, the overuse of them, the sanitization that we're possibly doing to ourselves with antibiotics and everything and sanitary things that we use all the time. But there are some things you may not know about antibiotics that might cause you to rethink the use of them. My guest is James LaValle. He's a nationally recognized clinical pharmacist and a great guest here on Health Radio. So tell us about some of the things that we might not know, James, about antibiotics that we probably should know.
Well, I think there's several things that people should know. The first one is that if you're really sick and it's a bacteria that's got you down, and you're spiking a big fever, you probably need antibiotics. And that's the beauty of the invention of antibiotics, is that when people have a bacterial infection and it's really ravaging them, then it's good. But the problem is that we overuse them. And many times we use them when we have a viral infection. So we could have a flu bug or a cold, and it could be caused by a virus, and we get antibiotics. And the problem with that is it starts to wreak havoc on our body. And I know we'll get to it, but one of the biggest things is it starts to affect the beneficial flora in the intestine. The other thing is that people don't realize is that lifetime use of antibiotics actually lowers your immunity, so that you don't become more resilient. You actually end up becoming more susceptible to getting sick again, because you know repeated use of antibiotics over and over again has an impact on your immune function.
Well, it lowers your ability to let those antibiotics get in and do their work. And so you become resistant to them. And we're seeing more and more, James, of these resistant bacteria that have mutated. And now that they don't even work, you know, MRSA and all these things that don't even necessarily work with the antibiotics that we've got. So definitely we need to look at the times. Viruses do not get affected by antibiotics. And as you mentioned, the good flora, our good gut bacteria that we need, is also killed by antibiotics. Give us some more.
Well, I think another one that's big is that when women take antibiotics, say when they're pregnant, for example, and they start to throw off unfriendly flora, meaning they get yeasty, right? It's real common. You know, women know, you know, hey, I take an antibiotic, nice, I could get a yeast problem, right? But the problem with that is that it can also affect the immunity of your DNA, of your baby. And what they find is that if they give women beneficial flora, it could actually benefit the immune system of the baby and make them less prone for things like eczema, especially in their first 6 months, which is incredibly important, because what everybody is talking about in immunology and allergy right now is how important the microbiome is the first 6 months of birth. And so when you're taking a lot of antibiotics and you know, preconception care is, hey, if you're one of those women that have needed to take an antibiotic maybe for chronic UTIs and you're on a chronic low dose of an antibiotic, or maybe you got chronic sinus problems, you really need to think about how you're going to reestablish the beneficial flora in your gut so that your child doesn't end up a child that is more prone for eczema, allergies, and asthma. And that is clearly been published over the last 5 years that's what goes on. And I don't think a lot of women realize that. They think, hey, I'm just taking low-dose antibiotic, one a day for my acne, or I'm doing it for my UTI, my chronic UTI. And it has really big effects on your chemistry. The other thing is that, you know, people get sick again. You know, like 20% of people will get sick all over again, even after they take their antibiotics. So I think we think an antibiotic's going to fix it. But as you well know, how often do people end up going back for a second and third round because the first one didn't work?
Absolutely. And not only that, they have to go get that for a sinus infection or bronchitis, any of those things. And then you go back. And even for your kids, they say, the amoxicillin didn't work, so now we're going to up it to a stronger one, which, of course, is more expensive. And so we look at that, and then the yeast infection. I appreciate you bringing that up because, yikes, ew. And, you know, used to have to get a prescription for nasty cream. But so antibiotics, right, really, they can mess with so many things. But now there's also something people might not think of about binging on carbohydrates and what they do to your appetite.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, what happens is when you take antibiotics that wipe out the beneficial flora in your gut, you tend to overgrow other bacteria and especially yeast. And, you know, I've been at this a long time. And there was a Dr. Crook back in the 80s that wrote a book called The Yeast Connection. And everybody laughed at him back in the early 80s. They're like, ah, yeast, what are you talking about? Now we really realize that when you throw off the friendly flora, that your appetite goes out of control because the friendly flora is what sends the satiety hormones to your brain and tells you that, hey, it's okay to stop eating now, you're full. And when you don't have the friendly flora to do that, now you don't get the signal sent. And then the second thing that happens is that these yeasts, they love to get fed starches, carbs, and sweets. That's how they ferment, right? You make more yeast, they feed on starches and sugars. And literally, it gets a little creepy, really, because what's happening is the bugs that are now growing inside of you are dictating your appetite.
Yikes.
And so that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
You know what? But the good bugs inside us also dictate our appetite. So we should think about that. We've got all these beneficial flora that are really signaling our hormones, how we absorb food, how our immune system functions, whether we're hungry or not. And when we take antibiotics, especially either for extended period of times, preventative-wise, chronic sinus, you know, chronic UTI, chronic bronchitis, oh, I'm going to take the antibiotic before it turns into a bronchial infection. What?
Yeah. You can't really use them prophylactically, right? Now,
no.
Now, answer this, because we only have a few minutes left, James, but the question that people ask me all the time is if you do have to go on antibiotics for some sort of a bacterial infection, should you take probiotics while you're on the antibiotics, or does that negate the effect?
It does not negate the effect of the antibiotic, and it's wise to take probiotics. I'm a big fan of, you know, probiotics that have been proven to reduce incidence of cold and flu if you're going to take them anyway. For example, there's a company, Wakanaga, has a product called Chiodophilus, which works really well. And the other thing is using things like aged garlic extract to stimulate your immune system in your gut. So people don't realize they could take a botanical extract that's been proven in human trials that stimulates your immune system, that helps you get over colds and flus without having to resort to antibiotics. And it doesn't affect your beneficial flora. It actually helps your immune system. So things like andrographis and aged garlic, you know, a lot of people should look at those as their first line of defense. And of course, if your fever's up over 102 and, you know, your glands are swollen as can be and you got a big pus ball sitting on your tonsils, maybe you better get to your doc and see whether or not you've got a bacterial problem. But start being proactive first. Protect the gut flora. Protect against the cravings. Keep your immune system sound. And protect against all those yeast disturbances that cause chronic UTIs and chronic vaginal issues for women.
Wow, Jim, you are such an awesome, awesome guest. Tell people where they can find out more about you.
They can look at jimlaval.com, www.jimlaval.com. And I got all kinds of free information up for people so they can educate themselves on their health.
Well, we are certainly going to have Jim Laval back on. It's jimlaval.com. Great information from a pharmacist that's been at it a long time talking about antibiotics. And you need to maintain that good gut flora. You can take a probiotic when you're on an antibiotic, but don't take an antibiotic if you've got the sniffles. Don't take them at the first sign of a cold. Make sure it's a bacterial infection. Make sure, as Jim so pleasantly put it, that you've got some big nasty business going on, and go see your doctor. But don't overuse antibiotics, because it's really becoming a problem in this country. It's the oversanitization. We're seeing more autoimmune diseases, I think, in my opinion, as a result of this. So we don't want to oversanitize. Don't eat meat with antibiotics and chicken. You know, just kind of steer clear of them unless you absolutely need them, because then when you need them, they will work for you. This is Melanie Cole. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stay well and stay tuned.